lots of level of school districts.
Yeah, I actually have a question. I was going to go back and look at the budget, because I think I interpreted something incorrectly.
No problem.
I saw that the Bobby Bullock piece was 2 hours a week for $50 a week, I think is how it read, in 40 weeks, which would be only $2,000 versus four, but I think they meant to write, or perhaps I didn't read it right, $50 per hour, 2 hours a week, thus $100, which is where we get to the $4,000. But I
think that that is correct. I think that's how it read to me at first as well. But I do think that that's the correct figure there. So 2 hours per week at, okay, so it does say $50 per week. I think that is $50 per hour would be the correct number there.
Okay.
Thank you. That's a great
question. That was one of my budget concerns.
Yeah.
So very, very familiar with Bobby Bullitt. He and his wife do some great things with kids. I think anytime we can help our youth, it's a really directly, as this program is intended to do, is a really, really good day. My only question was about that budget discrepancy, which I think we've figured out now, and then the sustainability of something like this, where in Indian country we tend to have a lot of start and stop. So this would be a 40-week, and I don't know if he's done it before because it's my first time judging.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if this has come before the board before or the grant proposal before, but it is the sustainability, and then how much are the students actually able to do of the hands-on? In other words, are they just singing? Are they songwriting and singing? Are they learning to play instruments? Are they learning to do any of the recordings? How much, again, contributes to the sustainability to be able to keep working forward if, for instance, next year Bobby Bullitt's not able to do this?
That's a great question. Great point. And I'll just chime in to say I do think that that sustainability piece is really important. And I think that Kat could probably speak to this, that Lac des Flambeaux, I'd say, has the school district there has a pretty strong record of this type of programming and has applied, you know, several times in the past to the Arts Board for support. So I think that that's, but I do think that that sustainability question in terms of, you know, going forward is an important one to ask. So I appreciate that. And Kat, maybe you can say more about this application?
I'm not sure if they, sorry, I'm just reading the CD covers, but I don't know if they necessarily, it looks like they at least take part in the studio a little bit. I'm not sure how involved, but it looks like there has been involvement in the past, just from some of their past descriptions and my recollections of the grants that they've proposed or submitted. There is a long history of, or not a long, but there's a bit of a history, I guess I would say, with numerous CDs that they've recorded as part of this project, and so there's a little bit of a presence, past presence, I should say, about, you know, this type of activity. And I just speaking with somebody from the school there, it sounds like it's something they want to continue for quite some time. And they found that, you know, the kids I know for sure do help write the songs, and they go and sing and record them. And a lot of them were done in Ojibwe before, if not all of them. And so, and they've just won one NAMI, and they were up for two more this year because of that CD. So they definitely got exposure. I know some of the kids got to go to the NAMI Awards and actually represent Lac des Flambeaux, which was really neat, and it was all part of the CD project. So there's some longevity, and there's some kind of bigger exposure pieces for the kids that are involved. And I don't know too much more beyond that, but I know it's been a great project, and the community has really embraced it.
Thanks, Kat.
It's awesome to hear that.
Cassie, you have any thoughts on the strengths or weaknesses of this application?
I don't think so. I really like this project as well, and I think music with youth is especially powerful today because a lot of like music programs and schools and stuff are being cut still. So I think any sort of getting youth involved with music that may not be like a part of their normal school curriculum is a really good idea, and it sparks a lot of other creativity within youth populations.